7:30, so that means it is guest time in the studio. Now I'm joined by Stephen and Lawrence, or Larry. Short. Hello, you there?
Good morning. Good morning.
You can move that microphone a little bit nearer. You don't have to lean over.
Oh, that's
great.
Move
it up. Is that better for you?
Oh, it's perfect for
good.
Me. Thank
I can
you.
Just about see Larry over the. I'm trying to. I'm straight. They're from the band Nomad. Have I got that correctly?
That is correct.
Have, yeah.
Nomad band, and they are wearing some of their own merchandise today as well.
Yes, I've got a hoodie, but it's unique. There's only one at the moment, but you know,
selfish.
Bit like Highlander. There can only be one.
Well, there could be another one, but we'd have to get to the shop.
Now, we're going to be talking about the band and also their EP that's coming up, and we've got a couple of songs to play as well. So, first of all, guys, the band is Nomad Band. How did you, Lawrence and Stephen, how did you both meet?
Well, for our sins, when we're not playing music together, Steve and I work in the insurance industry, but we actually met at a cooperative jazz thing, which is based in Southend Jazz Co-op, where Steve was playing guitar and I was playing trumpet, and we just sort of hit it off. I mean, that's quite a big group. And then I just fancied just doing something slightly different and said to Steve, you know, do you fancy just trying to play some stuff? And I'd actually gone to a gig, it's a fantastic gig with another friend, a brilliant guitar player called Ralph Towner and a fantastic flugelhorn player called Paolo Frizzu. And I said, you know what, why don't we just try doing some stuff? I've got a flugelhorn, Steve on guitar.
Yeah.
And so we kind of developed. And then I then had this idea. I mean, I'm lucky in that I play in lots of different groups. And I basically wanted to create a group of my own playing and creating original music. And the keyboard player in Nomad, Dave Lee, he's also written some great tunes. And I'm not sort of bigging up Steve, because Steve's written quite a few of the tunes that Nomad play. But I thought, well, what would it be like if Steve and Dave were together, and myself and another friend who plays drums? I thought, well, how would that work? So it's really, you know, Nomad was really my idea. And it's kind of become, well, I suppose Nomad the project in some ways. So what do you think?
What Larry's not saying is that when he first mentioned this to me, he hadn't actually said that he was looking for me to be in the band. He said he was looking for a, he was trying to get a bass player. And I was thinking, well, you're taking your time over this. And if, I said the immortal words, well, look, and if you haven't got a bass player, I'll play bass for you until you find somebody better.
What I didn't know at that point, I actually didn't know that Steve had started out by playing bass. I just assumed that he was a guitar player. And what was it your wife said when you sort of started playing bass again? I think she was...
I think she was quite relieved that I would be stopping all that guitar nonsense.
I don't think that's...
And of course I haven't.
No, but guitarists never do.
No,
now, in the band, you've got Larry, Steve, Dave Lee and Paul R. So you've got drums, you've got keyboard, piano, you've got bass, and then you've got trumpet and flugelhorn. For people who don't know what a flugelhorn is, tell us.
A flugelhorn? Well, it's... I should have actually brought it with you. Could have seen it. It's more around the sound that it's got. It's a very kind of mellow, round sound. Where with the trumpet tends to be kind of quite a pointed sound. I could get technical and talk about.
Is it kind of like they have in brass band when they get that kind of brass band sound? Is it that kind of thing?
Flugelhorns are often used in brass bands. I mean, it's more a kind of a brass band instrument.
Yeah.
But I mean, there've been some very famous jazz players. Chuck Mangione, you know, made the flugelhorn his own. Art Farmer. Yeah, it's actually an instrument which, in a lot of ways, is made for jazz.
Yeah,
it's a very warm and personal sound, and so. It does help us to sound slightly distinct.
Yeah.
Who are your influences? So when you kind of growing up, who were your musical influences?
I mean, you'd have to say Miles Davis. By the way, great film on the TV at the weekend, sort of a biopic for his. And there's one of the tunes which will be on our second album, which we've done, which kind of features very much a sort of Miles-type sound. I think for me, trumpet player wise, someone like Freddie Hubbard, I'm a big kind of fan of his playing. For more recent trumpet players, people like Christian Scott, you know, kind of a big fan And sadly, the late Roy Hargrove, again as a trumpet player, one of the tunes we play, not an original tune, is a great tune of his, Strasbourg Saint-Denis. I suppose bands-wise, we were just talking about this just before kind of we went on air, Snarky Puppy. I mean, Snarky Puppy, a fantastic, I mean, collective, really. I'm about 16 people in Snarky Puppy. We're only four at the moment. But what they do is what we aspire to do, which is having great melodies. Mm. And that's what brings them in. You know, we don't... Deliberately, we don't have a vocalist, but what we do have, at least I passionately believe, we have great melodies. You know, I tell you, one of the great testimonies to me, one of the tunes, I mean, I've got two, lucky enough to have two daughters, 19 and 16, and when we started doing some of our tunes, without saying, I'd hear them whistling the tunes around the house.
Mm.
And I thought, hang on a second, we've done something special here.
It's always a good sign, isn't it, when people remember the tune.
Yeah.
But it's remembering the tune without me saying, here's a tune that we played. Have a listen to this. It just worms its way into your brain. So I was smiling for the rest of the day after that.
Mm. Now, we're going to play one of your tracks now. This is Speaking of Which, which is on the EP. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the first one. So tell us about this track.
So Speaking of Which is a Dave Lee composition. It's... I think it was the first one we actually did when we went into the studio to record. And it's... It's one that we often use to open a gig. It's that kind of immediate sound, but it's quite strong and has a really nice feel to it and nice groove.
Here we go. This is the first one on the album. This is Speaking of Which, and this is Nomad Band. We didn't get to ask Stephen about your influences. So what are your sort of musical influences?
I guess my main influence would be the late Jaco Pastorius, to my mind the best bass guitarist ever. But nowadays you hear people like Marcus Miller and guys like that, Victor Wooten. Again, though, the bass is becoming more of a foreground instrument rather than just being in the background where it rumbles away and people can feel it rather than hear it. Now it's a little bit more obvious and has a different role to play in the band, which was one of the things when Larry said this, that about putting the band together, that I thought I would be wanting to do.
Yeah.
And especially with only four of us, there's a little niche there for me to make a real contribution.
I mean, certainly there's one of the tunes on the EP, whether we'll get a chance to hear it today or not, I'm not sure, but actually features the bass doing the tune. And, you know, in jazz, we've all become familiar with the sort of the bass solo, and traditionally it's all very fast and very plucky. But this is just using the sound of the bass to create a tune, just like any other instrument. And kind of, why not? Why that, you know?
And what about songwriting? Do you actually write separately, or do you write as a collective, or is it all, it's just different every time?
It's whatever works. Mm. I mean, sometimes we'll come in with a tune that's already ready, and one of us will have a chart, and here you go, guys, let's have a go at this. Other times we'll just start jamming. And the next thing you know is we've got a piece of music out of it.
Mm.
So there's several pieces that have just emerged like that from...
Yeah.
We always tend to jam at rehearsals, and sometimes something good will come out of it.
And how long did it take to actually put the album together? I mean, did it take quite a while, or have you done it quite quickly?
I haven't had that much experience of doing albums. I mean, we've been very lucky in Nomad in that we've been able to create quite a large number of very good tunes, in my humble opinion, in a very short space of time. So we selected four tunes. I mean, I would probably say from when we started to actually having the EP, it was probably about 18 months, probably about that. And I had this idea, I think we recorded it in June or July last year, And we probably started really working towards it 3 months before then, sort of March, something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, the actual recording process was a whole day. And I have to do a shout out to Paul Higgs, as a fantastic musician. He's been teaching me trumpet periodically, and a fantastic keyboard player as well. Mm. And we actually recorded it in his studio, which I can tell you, for those listening, is smaller, half the size of Michelle's where she's interviewing us now. So it's pretty compact, but
But it's about getting the sound, isn't it?
It is. And we're lucky that Paul is not only a fantastic producer and recorder of sounds, but is a great musician himself. So it was very easy for him to pick up on what we were looking to do, and he made a contribution that went beyond just pressing the buttons and doing the recording.
And I think it's great.
You've got Paul, who played drums on this, Paul R. But you've actually, since recording this, you've now got another drummer.
Yeah.
Just to give him a mention, because he might be listening.
Paul's moved on, and the drums are now handled by Rick Wills, who is also the drummer in my own band, Heads Up.
Yeah.
And he's brought a different sound to the band, which is more than... more than acceptable, and works really well for us. So, you know, it's another era for the band, and hopefully onwards and upwards.
Now, the next song we're going to play is one that is this your song?
Which one is it?
It's Blue Soul.
Blue Soul is one of mine. It's actually the first original composition that we did.
Yeah, what was it? I seem to recall, I mean, it's quite funny how some of our tunes have been written. Our keyboard player has a great sort of organ sound. He plays he's actually got a proper Hammond organ, but he's got a Nord keyboard, and that's got a great organ sound. And Steve said, you know what, I've got to write a tune which takes advantage of that sound. And basically, I think that's how Blue Soul came into being.
He wanted a vehicle for a chance to use the Hammond. So I came up with something that does what it says on the tin. It is bluesy, it is soulful, Blue Soul.
Yeah.
Great instruction. Tracks on this album are quite long tracks, so we are cutting them off early, and it's only to get more time in to talk to Stephen and to Lawrence, or Steve and Larry. So that is Blue Soul. That is taken from Nomad's EP, which was recorded by Paul Higgs at Toucan Tango Studios. Wow, I just about managed to get that out. That's
well done.
Quite complicated.
Ran out of breath.
How did you come up with the band's name in the first place? Was it one of the things where you put names in a hat, or, you know... Because it's always difficult to name a band.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, now you've got me. Obvious question. And I can't entirely remember. Paul, the sort of the previous drummer, I think he actually came up with the name. And he certainly came up with the logo for the band. But it's one of those where when he said it, it just kind of worked. It tripped off the tongue. It was very distinctive.
I think one of the things that we were listening to at the time was... a French African trumpeter called Ibrahim Malouf.
If my wife Severine is listening, French, lovely French wife, she introduced me to Ibrahim Malouf. He's actually a Lebanese trumpet player, and in fact, the tune, the eponymous tune Nomad, sounds
it's
quite similar.
Kind of
it's influenced by that. And you're right, actually, you're spot on. There's a great Ibrahim Malouf tune called Nomad Slang. And
that was the inspiration.
That was the inspiration,
We thought, what a great name.
Well, yeah.
And all of a sudden, the logo comes out, and it's just sort of kind of took on a life of its own.
Now, we're talking, you meant to have the EP launch, which we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
But because it was meant to be March the 20th at Cranbrook Castle in Ilford.
Yeah.
But because of what's happened with the coronavirus, we were saying already, a lot of musicians, and it's quite difficult because, you know, if you haven't got a daytime job and this is what you rely on to make your money, it is a little bit difficult because people are cancelling gigs left, right and centre at the moment.
I'd say it's a lot more than a little bit difficult. I mean, I've got a lot of musicians as friends on Facebook, and those who are professionals are really struggling. Mm. I mean, there are either people who are teaching, and who knows what's going to happen with the schools. There are those who are playing in shows, in clubs, and things have been cancelled left, right and centre. It's very worrying, worrying. And, you know,
one of the things that's happened to the music industry of late is that with streaming, that it's turned out the recorded music is now worth next to nothing. You get a fraction of a penny for a play of your tune on the radio or whatever. So there's no real income from selling records unless you're a hugely successful mainstream artist. Yeah. So a lot of these guys have been going around selling their CDs at their gigs, but it's the gig that makes them the money.
Yes.
And because all the gigs are being cancelled, the launch gig was supposed to be on Friday, it got pulled last night. Mm-hmm. People are going to be, musicians are going to be struggling, and not just musicians, but also the venues.
Yes.
Yeah. So pubs, clubs, theatres will be struggling to make any income.
Yeah.
And there has been a suggestion on social media that if you want to see the venue that you were going to still open when all this is done, then the money that you'd have paid for that ticket, make a donation to their charitable fund or whatever. Try to keep the places going, because other than that, a lot of people, artists, venues, everyone's going to be struggling.
Mm.
And it's not an industry whereby you're going to get sick pay from your employer.
No.
So if we want live music still to be around by the time we get through all this, it's time to start getting involved and making a difference.
But I think there are also, I mean, again, we were talking about this earlier, there are potentially other ways to sort of share the music. Michelle, I think you were saying about sort of, you know, Facebook Live and the idea of having kind of live gigs and, you know, building up a following that way. So, you know, there are different ways to approach it. I think bands, where they can, and I'm pretty sure not every band can be kind of creative in how they distribute their music, as well as being just creative when they play it.
Yeah, and get your patrons on board as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Are you taking a picture of yourself, Stephen?
No, I'm not.
Stephen's just taking his phone out of his pocket. I thought he was going to take a picture. Don't do it. Don't take one of me. Now, if people want to get hold of the CD, where can they get it? Because you won't be doing your gig on Friday. So where can people get hold of the CD at the moment?
Well, on the so we have a Facebook page. So if you search for Nomad Jazz, you'll find us. Be our friend. We will definitely be your friend. Also, the website nomadjazz.co.uk.
Yep.
There's a way by you can send an email to us, and we'll happily send a CD out to you for the princely sum of £5 plus postage, which will be wonderful to let you listen, and obviously we'll be pleased to get some revenue to reinvest making more lovely music.
Great. It's really nice to meet you. It's great stuff. I love it. It's great. I think it's there's a mark, as we were talking about, there's a mark because you've got a niche market. It's you can head down the fans, but you said earlier, as you mentioned, that when people hear it, they kind of think, well, I didn't know if I liked jazz before, but now I'm really kind of into what you're doing, because it's not what people traditionally, you know, think. So it's good that you've got audiences
I agree. Again, as I was saying earlier, I mean, I was, you know, lucky enough to kind of go abroad on holiday last year, and I was sort of sitting in a bar having a sort of, you know, nice glass of wine, and just heard some background music. I thought, well, that sounds quite similar to one of the tracks we do. And I thought, actually,
it is my track. That's what you don't want to do. No. Unless they buy it. Go on, carry on.
No, but I think the point is, for me, I love the music that we create, and I love when other people enjoy it too. Mm. So just, it might sound quite altruistic, but just being able to share that music with others is really enough for me. Mm. And, you know, if we can do that more, that's great.
Now, we're going to finish on a song. Is it going to be Nomad?
Yeah,
we're finishing on Nomad?
It has to be.
So this is on the EP, and it's the last track on the EP. Tell us about this track.
Well, this track, I mean, we spoke a few minutes ago about the name of the bands, how it kind of came into fruition. I mean, this is, I would say, definitely inspired by kind of Ibrahim Malouf's playing. It's by far the most energetic tune I think we've ever done. We're all exhausted at the end of it, but
it generally tends to finish off our gigs and also finish off the band sometimes.
And sometimes finish off the audience as well.
Yeah, it was something that came out that I've always liked the idea of a tune that has the same name as a band to strengthen the identity. And so, since we had the whole thing of the name, the logo, I thought that the idea of having a tune that would go with it, just to tie everything together, would be great. And from listening to all this kind of world music stuff that we do, this just resonated quite strongly with me, so the tune was born out of that.
Mm. Now, thank you very much to Lawrence and to Stephen, or Larry and Steve.
Thank you for having us.
I'm getting used to see. I always know you as Stephen. I can't say Steve.
Stephen when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
you're not in trouble. Hardly. You're not in trouble today.
With the forces of law and order.
And don't forget, the EP Nomad is out now. And if you go to nomadjazz.co.uk, you can buy a copy and have a listen to the band as well. Here is the last track on the album. This is Nomad with the title of the album, Nomad. Thanks very much, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.